Today's daf is Baba Mitzia, daf Ayin Gimel. And we are on Ayin Beis and Beis. A couple lines from the top. We have here three blot left to Perek Yezeh Uneshech. And we continue today with Yesodos of Ribis. And today is really a number of different stories that all give us insight into various elements of Ribis Darabanan. As we mentioned, there are very few cases of Ribis Daraisa. We had it back on the first line of the Perek. Ezeo Neshech, Ezeo Tarbis, we discussed Ribis Daraisa, but that's only with an actual loan. And according to most Rishonim, it's Nexatz, it is conditional, the loan is conditional on that amount of money to be paid in the future. That's Ribis Daraisa. But almost every other case that is described in this parak is Ribis Darabanan, Avak Ribis, and the like. So we continue with that, and we are in the context. The Mishnah discussed forward contracts, meaning paying for something today, a sale. What does a sale have to do with interest? That's why it's not Ribis Daraisa. It's in the world of Ribis Darabanan. I'm going to buy something today to lock in a price, though in the future it might be better for me. So that's why that smacks of Ribis, and that is why there are limitations of how I am allowed to do this. What if I have it anyway? What if there is a going rate out there that you could buy it from anyway? So in both of those cases, it's ke'ilu. It's mine already, and it goes up in my rishus. That's why that's allowed, and that it is not considered even Ribis Darabanan in those cases. So along those lines, we continue where we are up to, about eight lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Sheshes, towards the end of the line. We continue. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Ein Lavin Al Shar Shevashuk. What exactly does that mean? Machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag. What is the case of Lavin Al Shar Shevashuk? Rashi says that it means, I borrow money, so it's a halva, but I say, in the future, I'm either going to give you the money, or I'm going to give you fruit based on the price of now. That's why it's a problem, because based on the price of now, but then if I pay you, what if the price of the fruit goes up, and then I'm going to be giving you fruit more than the amount of money that I borrowed. So that's Ein Lavin, one is not allowed to make such a loan. Ein Lavin Al Shar Shevashuk. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says in the fifth line from the bottom, Ani Shamati. Not so common for Rashi to start off a Rashi like that. Ani Shamati. Ein Lavin Ma'os Bederach Halva'a, borrowing money. Al Menas Shem Lot Ashalem Lecha Ma'os Adzman Ploni. Etein Lecha Peiros Kishar Shel Achshav. And if I don't pay you the amount that I owe you, I will give you fruit based on today's prices. Di Afal Gav Dederach Mekach Umemkar Shari. Even though we say that Derech Mekach Umemkar, it's usually allowed. And this is just buying something, locking in the price, and he has the fruit. Derech halva aser. Halva, we said the Mishnah is talking about forward contracts, and if I lock in a price and a sale, fine, but this is not a sale. This is a loan. It's a loan that I'm going to pay back with fruit, but that's why it's a problem according to Rashi. But then Rashi quotes the Halachas Gedolos. What are the Gaonim? Right, the Halachas Gedolos, the author, Rav Yehuda Igon, he quotes Halachas Gedolos Mefarish. Ein Lavin, and this is what the other Rishonim say, the Ritva likes this pshat. Ein Lavin Sa'ah B'Sa'ah Al Smach Shar Shevashuk. What does that mean? We're going to have, Beth Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. In 2 days from now, daf Ayin Hey, the concept of Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. The case, the Mishnah that we had on this, on Ayin Beis Mabeis and Ayin Hayam and Aleph, we were both discussed earlier in the parak. So Abisai is I borrow some eggs today, and I'm going to pay you back eggs in 2 weeks from now. So that is an Issur Rabbanan, in certain cases, because I might be giving you eggs that are worth more. That's what the Gemara says, unless you have the eggs, at the time, and it's just not available to you. You're waiting for the key, you're waiting for your son to bring the eggs. So other than that, it would be a problem. So says the, Gemara, according to the Bahag, according to the Ritva, the Pshat here is also a Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. Sa'ah B'Sa'ah is okay, as long as there is a market value out there, only if it's done in the way of a sale or in terms of borrowing, not in terms of halva'a, lending in that case. Again, Rashi quotes the Bahag, the name of the whole v'chiti b'hini v'chiti b'shili, ha'vilei ka'at she'avo b'ni o'at she'em z'mavteach, right, if I say that I'm going to take them, and that Mishnah says that if they're available now, it's not a problem. That's okay if it's done as a case of borrowing, but if it's done as a case of halva'a, if that's how it's formulated, that's a problem, right? And that's how the Ritva also, the Ritva quotes Rashi here, and then says, Pirish Rashi Mishmua Ein Lavin Ma'os Bederach Halva'a Amanash Shem Lo Yifre'enu Ad Yom Ploni Yidin Lo Perish Al Achshav. And then he says, Veino Nachon. Why don't I like Rashi Pshat? Remember, what's Rashi Pshat? I'll pay you. And if I don't pay you, I'll give you a lot of fruit based on today. But says the Ritva, but remember what I wrote a week and a half ago? I quoted an idea that we said was based on the Rimi Gash about Basra, that anytime it's a regular loan with a fine at the end of it, it's not that it's based on a ribis accruing over time. I'm going to pay you, and if not, I fine myself. So then that's not ribis, says the Ritva. And that's what this sounds like, right? That's what we discussed, if you remember, back on Daf Samach Vav, Samach Hema Bey, Samach Vav, the Mishnah there, where the Mishnah spoke about buying a house. The Mishnah said, I'm going to buy you a house, and if I don't pay you by a certain amount, then I'll agree to pay such and such. That's not ribis, right? Why isn't that ribis? So the Ritva said there, on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, that when you have a one lump sum fine at the end, that's not ribis. Why isn't that asmachta? That's what the Gemara spoke about. Meaning, why don't we say asmachta lokanya? But why isn't it ribis? Explain the Ritva there, because it's a one lump sum fee. If something happens, I'm going to pay you back. So that's what it sounds like from this case of Rashi. I'm going to pay you normally. If I don't pay you, I'm going to have to give you the payros kishar shalachshav. That's not a problem, says the Ritva. And that's why the Ritva likes the other pshat of Rashi. Lachen anachon kamosh tepirish Rashi, b'shem ha-ga'onim. I like the pshat that Rashi quotes in the name of the ga'onim, the bahag. In love and payros sa'ah b'sa'ah al svach shar shabashuk klomar diaf agav. Now the Ritva explains that bahag diaf agav dehecha deyishlo motu lalav sa'ah b'sa'ah. Even though it says in that mission in 2 days from now that if you're allowed to lend sa'ah b'sa'ah, if you have right eggs for eggs, oranges for oranges, kishe ein lo ein love and al shar shabashuk, you're allowed to if you have, but the market value you can't say it's as if. Right, we don't say that, right, even though we say it by derech masa umatan, we don't say that by cases of halva. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that now, you understand the first line of the of today's discussion, that's Rav Huna. Amar le Rav Yossi bar Chama le Rav Sheshes, v'amar le Rav Yossi bar Abba le Rav Sheshes, v'yamar Rav Huna hachi. Does Rav Huna really say this is a problem? Let's go with Rashi's shot. Does Rav Huna really say it's a problem that if I'm going to borrow money and I'm committing that if I don't pay you by a certain time, I'll give you fruit of that value locking in today's price? But there's a very similar type of case that Rav Huna was asked. Hani b'nei beirav. B'nei hayeshiva. The Yazvi b'Tishrei upari b'Teves. They borrow money in Tishrei. They need money. So they borrow money in Tishrei. But they promise to pay in fruits in Teves, a couple of months later, based on the market value of Tishrei. Basically the same idea. And then what is the ask Rav Huna? Shari Yawasser. Amar Lahu, Hachiti Behidi Vachiti Beshili. What do you mean? And he answered, it's good enough as long as there are fruit available somewhere. Iboy Zavani Uparile. And if I wanted, I could go buy the fruit now. So you see, it's not a problem. So why does Rav Huna say it's a problem? So answers the Gemara, Meikara Savar Rav Huna Ein Lavin. Originally thought it was a problem. Remember, this is all about Ribbis Durabanan, right? Does it look like Ribbis? Does it feel like Ribbis? So originally he felt it was a problem. But once, Kivan Deshama Lahada Amar Shmuel Barachia Amar Abelazah Lavin. But once he heard Rav Shmuel Barachia Amar Abelazah say that it is okay, Amar Iunami Lavin. So he changed his mind. He said that it's mutter. I thought it looked like ribbis. If you're telling me he says not, okay, I understand. It's not a clear cut case, and I will allow it. Good. Tana Rabbana, second to last line. Hamolich chavila mimakom lamakom. Other types of cases. Somebody is schlepping something from place to place. Hamolich chavila mimakom lamakom. Rashi adds in from a place that it is cheaper to a place that it is more expensive. I'm schlepping apples from place A to place B. And what happens? It's a little schlep. All of a sudden, my friend comes to me and says, you know what? I'll do you a favor. I'll buy the apples from you. I'll take them, and I'll even give you the price of the apples of the place where we're going to, where apples are more expensive. I'll give you that price as long as I don't have to pay you now. So I'm not going to pay you now. I'll pay you then, but I'm going to pay you the price. So is that ribbis? Because he's borrowing here, but he's saying he's going to pay back that same apples, but he's going to give them the price of the place where they're going. So, Mazu Chaveirova Amarlo, his friend finds him. Again, Reuven is schlepping apples. Shimon finds him and says, you know what? I will take these apples for you. Amarlo Tzanali, give them to me. V'ani a'ale l'cha, k'dor shemalon l'cha b'osu makom. And I'm ready to pay the higher price, but only later. Right? So this is similar, if you're a member, right? Rashi, the Mefarshim quote this. This is similar, I'll just read the last Rashi, Tanali. Va'olichena ve'eset sarchei b'moz adzman ploni. Right? I'm not going to pay you now until later. This is similar to one of the Tirshas. Remember we had the three Tirshas back on Daf Samachay. Right? We had Tirsha of Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Chama says, you can take it, and it's not going to be ribbis, even though you're going to have to pay me back more, because I'm keeping achrayas. Right, as long as I'm keeping up, right, I'm responsible, I'm taking a little risk, and therefore it's not going to be a case of ribbis. And we mentioned there, that's one of the bases in the Gemara. We had the last Shabbos also, another couple of bases of the Gemara of the concept of heter iska, where there is a risk involved, or there's a partnership involved, and that is okay. So this is a similar case to that tirsha. So is this okay? Is this okay where Shimon says, I'll take the fruit, I'll give you the higher price, as long as I don't have to pay you now? So, birshus mocher, as we said, if there's achrayus on the seller slash original owner of the fruit, he accepts risk if anything happens on the way, so mutter, then it's okay. Because, again, it's not ribbis daraisa, it's ribbis darabanan, and if there's risk involved, we say that's not even ribbis darabanan. Birshus mocher mutter. But, because then it's seen as a, if you remember when we, back in that tirsha, he's viewed as a shliach until he gets there. It's not viewed as a loan. If the investor, if the mocher is has responsibility, so he's viewed as just, this is his agent until he gets there. And then when he gets there, hey, apples are worth more. So therefore, he's not giving any type of ribbis. But, versus lokeach usser. But if all of the risk is on the buyer, is on Shimon, so then it will be usser because it's max of ribbis. You are allowing me not to pay you now, and I'm going to be able to, and because of that, I'm going to give you the apples at the higher price. So that's the case of ribbis drabanan. Case number one. Case number two. Similar. Hamolech peiros bimakom lamakom. Matzu chaveiro v'amar lo. Again, he's taking fruit, and his friend tells him, Tanali, give him to me. V'ani alalecha peiros sheyeshli bozo makom. Little different. I'm not going to pay you with apples, but I have fruit in that other city. So I'll give you fruit that I have in that other city. Right, in that other city, the apples are worth more. So you're giving me 10, I'm going to give you 10, but that 10 is worth more there. So, if he actually has fruit in the other city, it's mutter, because then we can say it's ki'ilu, is given already to the seller, and therefore it's not ribbis. V'im lav aser, but if he doesn't have fruit, so then it's going to be aser, because it seems like a ribbis case. V'hachamarim, and the chamarim case. Ma'alim b'makam ha'yoker k'makam ha'zol. What's going on here? So this is an Abin and Shas where we really need Rashi. Rashi tells us what's the case of chamarim. Rashi explains, you have chamarim that schlep tvua from place to place. You have donkey drivers that take produce from a cheaper place. They buy it in a cheaper place. They sell it in a more expensive place. That's how they make money. So the case here is the donkey drivers in a more expensive place want to get investments. They want to be able to buy a lot of fruit. So the rich people in the more expensive place will give them money, and the deal will be that these donkey drivers say, you know what, we'll buy for you at the lower rate, and then we'll bring back the apples to you. So is that okay? Because they're giving them money, but they're giving them back a better rate, giving them a lower rate based on the fact that they have money. So is that a problem? Right? Rashi says, look in the Rashi HaChamarim. Mutter lahem likach ma'os mibale batim ashirim b'makam ha'yoker. They can take money from the more expensive place. Almanas litein lahem lizman ploni peiros kishar b'makam hazol. They can give them fruit based on the cheaper price. V'ein choshesh enjiye ribis schar haptonas mos. It's not a problem of ribbis. Sounds like it, right? I'm taking this and you're giving me the money, I'm giving back a better rate. Why isn't that ribbis? We'll see. V'ein choshishin, and you don't have to be worried about ribbis. My taima, so the Gemara explains, because there are intangibles. There are intangibles that this chamar, this donkey driver, is getting, and it's worth it for him to pay more, not stam because of the hamtanas mos, because of the intangible benefit that he's getting, which ultimately leads to financial benefit, but because of that, that's why it's not called ribbis. What's the intangible? Two deyas in the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar, nicha lehu de magla lehu tara. What's magla lehu tara? Because if he comes to the new village with all this money, all of a sudden, people are going to say, wow, I want him to come to my store. All the wholesalers are going to be very excited to deal with him and run to him. So because this money, the fact that he has all this money from the rich people in the other town, is good for him. He's going to get more business that way. So Maglu, they'll be Megaleh. They'll reveal to him the Tara, the market value. They'll want to do business with him. Number one, Rav Acha Breid Ravika Amar, right, or a different version, Nichalu Demosli Gabayu. They'll even give him a better rate. They'll sell it cheaper for them because they see this guy has a lot going on for him. He has a lot of customers. He has a lot of clients. Might be now. What's the difference between those two similar lashonos? Iki binayu tagra chadata. The difference is a tagra chadata. What if it's a new merchant? A new merchant. What's the difference of a new merchant? So a little unclear what exactly is the nafkamina. So Rashi says Wamshad, the Vilna Gaon points out that maybe other Rishonim don't even have this line of my binayu, because there's not really so much difference between them. But the suggestion that Rashi has at least is, according to the Manta Amar of Magluhu Tara, that he'll have a lot of business, then fine, even by a new customer. But if even by a new person coming into town. But to give him a better rate, to cheapen the price, that they won't do by somebody who they're not used to. They don't know him. Okay, so he has a lot, but I don't know if he's going to be here in the future, right? Eino nikar lohem, ein ma'aminim bidvarav. I don't believe them totally, and therefore, it's not going to work in that case. Good. There is a discussion here, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, in our case of these chamarim, who has the risk of the achrayas? So Rashi doesn't say it beferish, but the way Tosas understands Rashi, Pirish Bakutris, Afilu Achrayas Haderech Bahalicho Bachazara Al Achamarim. Tosas understands Rashi that all of the risk is on the donkey drivers, which makes it worse. Rashi still must hold that it's not a problem because of these intangibles. Tosas is not convinced of that. Tosas says, no, that can't be. The EF Shalom Arkane. You can't say that because remember, what is this similar to the case of the Tarsha of Rabbi Chama that we had earlier? And what was the whole heter? It was the bottom line on Samachem and Aleph. The Tarsha of Rabbi Chama was, Rabbi Chama says, take my stuff, sell it there, and what? And it's going to be good for you there because it's going to be my stuff. They're going to say, hey, Rabbi Chama's stuff. Okay, you're going to be able to cut the lines. You're going to be able to not pay taxes on it. But what was the case over there where Rabbi Chama kept the achrayas? He kept the responsibility of the risk. So it was both of those. It was the intangibles plus the fact that Rav Chama kept the risk. So Tosfos says, here too you have to say that. It must be that the achrayas is on the balabayas, right? Where Tosfos says about the 10 lines further in Tosfos, though a little more than halfway down in Tosfos, Ela nired achrayas haderech bechazarasam imatua mimakamazol haya balabayas. The balabayas has some risk factor involved. And that's why it's not Rivas. Rashi will have to be mechalik somehow between the case of Tarsha de Rabbi Chama earlier and this case to say that this intangible is even more, gets over the hump of Rivas than just that case of the Tarsha of Rav Chama. Okay. Viter. Besura. Besura Azli Arba'ara. In Sura, a certain, grain, a certain, item went for 4 sa'ah per zuz. Rashi explains. Bekafri Azlan Shisa Shisa. And in Kafri, it went for 6 per zuz. So in Kafri, it was cheaper. You could get 6 for a zuz, not just 4 for a zuz. Yoiv Rav, Zuzei Lachamri. So Rav, who was in Sura, gave money to the donkey drivers, right, in a place where it was more expensive. A Kabbalah, Onsa de Urcha. And he accepted the risk, Onsa de Urcha. Vishaka Minayu Chamisha. He accepted Onsa de Urcha, and therefore, it wasn't Ribis, right, because it was a risk. And when they came back, he accepted 5 for a sa'ah. Vidush Kol Shisa, what do you mean 5? He should have said 6. Right, that's what it was in the cheaper place. Answer, Adam Chashev Shiny. No, Adam Chashev is different, and therefore he can't accept so much. Why? What does Adam Chashev Shiny here mean? Look at the Rishonim don't really say it here. We had it a couple of, a week or so ago, right? Just like the Mashkanta, below Nichyasa. Certain things that even though they're a mutter, the Adam Chashev has to, not act in that way. If you look in the Levush, we don't really comment, quote the Levush so much. Levush Malchus or Mordechai Yaffe, right? All of his Sfarim are based on a pasuk in the Megillah. Mordechai Yosef Bishar Melech, Yosef Bilvush Malchus, Vateres Ahav, Butz Vargamon, every one of his Sfarim, the Levush Malchus is on Arachayim, and the Ateres Zav is on Yeredeya, and the Butz Vargamon, I think, is on Choshe Mishpat, or Eben Ezra, I forgot which one. All 4, and he's the Baal HaLevush, he wrote the Sefer HaOra on Rashi, Al HaTorah, but there is Al Seder HaShulchan Arach, and there in Hilchos Ribbis, he quotes this halacha, in Reish Kuf Ayin Gimel. Ula Adam Chashiv, Shetzarech Ladaktik B'maisav, Afilu B'tzvua Aser La'asos Kein. Shema yilmadu mimenu lahakel beribis. They'll learn from him. Why? Ki yachshavu zel ribis. They'll think that this is a case of ribis, even though he accepted risk. But if they see him doing it, they won't know. The afalpi shetoin, and even though they are mistaken, yavou lahakel beribis gamur. V'yitzlu atzman mezeh. And even though they're mistaken, they might come to be mako on real ribis and say, oh, the rabbi said it was mutter. So this is what would you call this? This is Adam Chashav Shami. Would you call this Maris Ayin? You would not call this Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is where you actually look like you're doing something wrong and really doing. I'm going into a non-kosher restaurant, and therefore people might think it's right. So it's not. It's very different. This is a case where I'm doing something mutter. But because people are going to think, oh, that's mutter, so maybe something else is mutter. We have this interesting Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. This whole tshuva is a sichas mussar. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Arachayim. Simin Sadivav. Aleph Arachayim. You see what the shaila was from the question. He starts off, Neheneti miyod. So what do you think the tshuva is going to be about? I got a lot of hana'a. Says Rav Moshe, Asher malas kvodo nizdareiz lakayim mitzvas tochacha lefi daito, that you gave me mussar. That's how he starts off the tshuva. I'm so happy that you gave the Gadol Hadar. Rav Moshe didn't think it was the Gadol Hadar. You gave me mussar. Uchuas chein chein lo. And I'm so happy. But chas v'shalom lilahak v'vazeh. Don't think there's anything wrong with what you did. Emirtz Hashem, beli neder. And I'm going to take it upon myself to change my behavior. What was the behavior? What did he give Ramoshe Musar about? Lo isa on mishas halakas aneres bakar, af she'ein v'zeh shem etz iser, af lo mishamar esayin. Right, somebody wrote to Ramoshe, I saw you in a car 5 minutes after lift benching. And I'm not so sure what's the answer? The answer is, Ramoshe should have said, all of us would have said, I'm sorry, but you're wrong, right? It's mutter. My wife lit candles. I didn't like candles. I'm not Makabel Shabbos. I'm going to shul. You're allowed to drive after Hadlakas Neiris. So says Rav Moshe. That's not what he says. He says, I'm Makabel that I'm not going to do it anymore. Ki yada yididi asher iser, but let me explain to you, which I'm sure you know, says Rav Moshe, that there's no iser marasai in here. The iser marasai who rock bedaber shenase berova pa'amim bofana aser, who also have bofana mutter. Most times, what you're doing is an avera, and you're not doing it as an avera. You walk into a non-kosher restaurant 90% of the time. People who go into non-kosher restaurants order non-kosher. You're going in to use the bathroom. So you're doing something that's normally aser, but here is mutter. That's a question of Marisayin. People are going to think that that's usur. Kigon lasosay de akum bekablon is malacha kazu, sharpei pa'amim osim beschire yom, shu ofan usur. You hire a guy and he's working on Shabbos, and if you pay him by the day, so then it's a problem, even though you pay him by the week. Okay. Aval lasos dover heter mefursam. But to do something that's mutter, and there are a couple of people who don't know the halacha, so you have to be worried about them. Are you worried about that? Bishvil Eza Anashim, you walk into a kosher restaurant. People are going to think, oh, all restaurants are kosher? Nobody even have to worry about what people are thinking. Bishvil Eza Anashim, sheyitu lachshov, shudover usr, lo usru. That's not called Marisayan. V'uvdazu, sheyadu alachol, everybody knows, shenashim mekablo Shabbos balakas aneris, v'yanashim mekablam Shabbos b'tosefes katan, by mincha, ki zman alakas aneris kavu b'esher minutin kodem shkiya b'kan, he says, 20 minutes, right, that's the 12, we discussed that in the past, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, right, what's that based on? Uberova makomos, v'yemkin hu yadu omer for some lakol, af l'nashim, shoha nashim adayim mutar malach. All the women know, right? What do they do after light candles? Can you turn this on for me? Turn this off for me? They know. So, vashkia haisa, vashkia haisa v'parshas v'yetze, 4:32, v'hayu od echad asar minutin meharega sheyashavti bekar shahaya 4:19. I was in the car at 4:19, at 4:32, Rav Moshe says, oh, hashkacha. Oh, rachad asar minutin l'malacha l'chad chila. She'efshar bazeh hazman lisa bakar. Av derech rechoka chamisha pamim. Me'ashir sh'arei yeshiva. I was driving. V'rak efshar yesh eza nashim to she'choshvos. She'mizvan alakaz neir azasar afla nashim. You can't say Marisayin. That's not Marisayin. So say to Moshe, I think it's totally, there's no problem here. But then in the last two lines of the tshuva, avami komakom. But because you say maybe some people are going to make a mistake, That's a Musar Shmuz right there. Rav Moshe Feinstein being told off by somebody who was totally wrong, but still Rav Moshe says, okay, I accept it upon myself to change my behavior. Unbelievable. But either way, where did Rav Moshe get this from? Maybe he got it from our Gemara. Doesn't say. What happened in our Gemara? Adam Chashav Shaini, he's doing something mutter. Right, doing a mutter. Is this something that's normally done in an usher way? You're doing it in a mutter way? Maybe. Maybe it's just too confusing for Ribbis. But either way, that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Maybe a little bit later we'll talk again more about Rav Moshe Maris Ayin and other context. Okay, but let's continue now. That's Adam Chashav Shaini. Again, as the Lavush said, as we discussed a week ago, often when somebody on Adam Chashav does something, everybody says, okay, I'm going to be just under that. And that's why he has to be above and beyond. Weiter. This whole arrangement that we said before, that if there's an intangible benefit, that it's okay, do we say those same svaris not just by fruit, and by, not just by money, but by grutos? Grutos, Rashi explains, are pieces of metal that don't have, they're not as commonly around, and that customer-client relationship, you know, wouldn't be there. So would you say, like the whole, what was the whole hefter based on? Did Maglul Hutara, did Mosli Gabayu, because they're creating this, long-term relationship. So would you say it by grutos? Right, Rashi says on the second medium line, Demisha Machar Lo Achshav Lo Yimkar Lo Lamachar. If I buy grutos today, or if I use them, then who says this is going to happen in a week from now also, or in a month from now, with the same sellers? So that's why the answer is, Amalei, Bikish Rabishal Rabbi Yossi Lasos Kain, Bichlei Pishton, Velohinichu Rabbi, Igadami Bikish Rabbi Lasos Grutos Kain, Velohinichu Rabishal Rabbi Yossi, meaning it was not allowed, because you don't have these heterims, therefore it's just issues of ribis, where he's going to, again, A is going to take something and give him the price, the cheaper price of B, but if there's no intangible benefit, that's going to be ribis. Period. Pardisa. What's the case of Pardisa? Rashi, fourth medium line. Liknos yayin min akerem bedamim b'chusim, kol peros shana zu b'kach b'kach. I'm prepaying. I'm paying you today, and all of your orchard is mine. All the fruit and the wine and everything is going to be mine for this price. We're locking in a price today. Could be in a few months from now, grapes and wine is going to be more expensive. But I'm locking in the price now. I'm giving you money. V'lochin acher, acher shein boser o swadar, avaladai lo igiel bikur. That's the question. I'm prepaying for everything that grows. So, Rav Asar Ushmuel Shari. Is that a problem? I'm giving you the money and you're giving me a better price. Right in the future. So, is that a problem? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no, it's not a problem. Rav Asar, why does Rav say it's a problem? Kiva de la kame shav yitvei. Since in the future when everything grows, it's going to be worth more. Mischazi ki agar natale. It appears like agar natar, that's the lashon of ribis. Right? It's because, agar is schar, natar, shomer, right? I'm guarding your money, I have your money, and therefore it's schar for that. Ushmuel shari, kivan, dahavi, bei tiyuha, lo mechzi, ki agar natar le. Because it's possible that thing will just go bad, and maybe it won't even grow, it'll be even worse than I'm paying for it. There'll be spoilage, tiyuha. So again, there's a risk factor, so it's not agar natar le. That's what we've always said. If there's any type of risk involved, not a problem. And Amar of Simi Barchia, Umodi Rav, Biturai Dinafish Psidayu. Rav agrees, if it's an orchard that you use oxen to plow in between the trees and all around, so that also, we said earlier, that there's a risk there involved, right? The trees might not grow so well, the oxen might bump into the trees, they might knock it down. So again, because there's a risk, Rav would agree there that it is mutter. The Rishonim here discuss, according to Rav, who says it's usser here, how is this different than earlier our case on Daf Samach Dalet? Right, the Rashba reminds us here. He quotes, "V'ika lemeidach to'atani bebrayis." Remember the case we had before? I meet you on the road, and I'm going to milk my goats. I'm going to shear my sheep. And we said the whole issue there was about davar shelo b'la'olam. But it wasn't about ribis, because there it we said as long as you don't lock in a price, right? It could be the milk could be bad, the milk could be worse. It's okay, and there's no machlokas. Mashi izai cholvos machor lacha, mashi rechelai gozos machor lacha. All those cases we said that was mutter there, and it doesn't say that anybody argued on that case. So what's the difference between I'm going to give you some of the milk of my goats, some of the shearings of my sheep, which is mutter, in this case here, what grows in my orchard, you know, is going to be usser according to Rav, right? What's the difference between those two cases? So the Rashba quotes, Very interesting suggestion. V'yesh lomar. To call hecha de'isnu l'peiris gemurim ru'uyin l'lakita kahita kaversu de'izim shari. Over there, it's mutter. Why? To ha'yesh lo. Because there, it exists already. The milk is there, the sheep are there, the wool is there. So yeshlo is ki'ilu, he has it already. That's on the one hand. V'kosh yeshlo shari, as long as he has. V'hecha delesnu klal nami shari. And if it's not there at all, it would also be mutter. V'haynu mashasadcha oseh. Meaning, why would that be mutter in that case? Because then there's a risk factor. Nothing grew yet. I have no idea what's going to grow. The problem here is, in our case, it's grown already, so it's not enough of a risk, because very probable it's going to continue growing. It grew a little bit, it's just not ripe yet. So it's going to grow more, but it's not, didn't grow enough that it exists yet, as considered yeshli. V'hecha delesnu klal nami, sorry, aval hecha detzamchu velo nigmaru, inami davi smadar, velo nigmar lelakita, havile ka'agar natyale. It's not enough for yeshlo, but it's also not so much of a risk. That's, he has that suggestion, he doesn't like it, but that's the suggestion that the Rashba has to try to put together this case and the case earlier on Daf Samach Tal. Okay, we continue. Amar lehu Shmuel. Lahanu deshabshi shabsha. What's the case here? Shmuel says to those who, usually, Rashi explains, when you had a sharecropper, the sharecropper used his own seeds to plant in. And remember, the owner gets a portion of the profits. That's how we'll have to talk about all the different types of sharecroppers. But in this case, Shmuel was talking to those landowners who actually provided the seeds. Provided the seeds to their sharecroppers, and they, are going to get a certain profit. So Shmuel told them, Rashi says, Ba'alei batim, ha'malvin tfu'al arisim. So basically, they're lending them their seeds. They're going to get back a lot more. So Shmuel told them, hafuchu ba'ara. You know, don't let your sharecropper do everything. You dig a little bit in the ground also. Right? You do a physical action in the ground. Kihechi tekani lechu gufa da'ara. So it's basically like you're a cone of the land. You didn't just give it away to your sharecropper. And he's going to give you a profit based on the loan of the seeds that you gave him. If you do a maisa begufa karka, then you're going to be cone of the land. So therefore, you're getting profit from your land. No problem. V'ilo, because if you don't do this, habi lechu kahalva va'aser. Then it's like a halva. You're lending them the seeds. You're going to get back a lot more of the profit. And that would be usser. Interesting here. How is this a kinyan? Just digging a couple it says just do a maisa, right? Hafuchu bara, turn over the dirt a little bit. That's a kinyan, right? We know kinyanim. There's kinyan hagba, kinyan meshicha, kinyan mosera. What kinyan is this? This is kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka. Do a maisa in the object. What is kinyan chazaka about? Meshicha, you pull it. Chazaka takes on so many different forms. So we mentioned, whenever kinyan chazaka comes up, it's a very universal type of kinyan. In a different way than chalipin is universal. But kinyan chazaka is acting in a way that an owner will act. That's kinyan chazaka. If I act like an owner will act. Avram Avinu walked around Eretz Yisrael, the owner acts, right, that way, and therefore, he's Kona Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, right, go do a kinyan chazaka on this land. So here too, right, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam in Aleph Tesav, in Hilchos Mechira, if I have a area of land that I want to be Kona, you know what I could do? I could spread out my fruit on the land. That's kinyan chazaka. I want my fruit to dry out, so just spreading out my fruit in the land. That's kinyan chazaka. Amazing. What kinyan did I do? Haisa karka, if you could, Rambam says, if you could dig somewhere, fine. But if you don't, let's say it's rocky land, you can't dig anything. Hare chazaka shakona osa ba shtichas haperos. Oh, my mother's behema. Put some animals there. V'chayotze b'zeh mishar tashmish. Right, why does that work? Explains the Magen Mishnah. Here it is. This Magen Mishnah says it all. V'nirish adas rabbeinu. D'lo be'inan midi d'mo il l'karka. You don't need something that improves the land. Ela k'shalokeach eino nehene. Avok k'shalokeach nehene. V'das acheres makne v'adekana. And you even just locking a door of a house. Noal, it says elsewhere. Why? Here's the line. Kiderech shahabailim noalim batehem. Kedelim noam mehen regel kaladam. Harezu chazaka. That's kinyan chazaka if I do anything that an owner would do. And we pointed out in the past not an irony, but how it's a little different a couple of prakim later. In Hilchos Zechiyu Matana, when the Rambam discusses being kone land of a ger, or of hefker, the Rambam there says you have to do a kinyan maisa begufa karka. There you have to actually dig or put a fence in the ground. And the Ravid says, I don't know if the Rambam is inconsistent, right? First in Hilchos Mechira he says you can just spread out your fruit, and over there he says you have to do a kinyan begufa karka. But what's the answer? The answer is hefker, one might have to do more. If the previous owner is around and I do a shtichas peros, that's good enough. But if there's no owner giving it to me, then maybe I have to do more in order to show that I'm an owner, because I'm not removing this from anybody. So I might need more. Now, sometimes hefker is better, sometimes it's worse. So in this case, the Rambam might be saying, in Hilchos Chiyum Matana, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, that for Kinyan, Menichsei Ager, you might have to do more, because Chazaka is a fluid type of Kinyan. So that's what happened here. Shmuel told them, just dig a little bit, and in that way it'll be yours, and then it won't be called a halva. Amalahu Rabba Lahanu Dimintari Bagi. Next, Rabba says to those gardeners who accepted delayed payment, people who worked in the bagi, you can pay me later, but then you'll have to give me a bonus at the end. That's where the gardeners worked. Puku afuchu bebeidari. Same thing. He told them, you know, work the, hafuchu bebeidari. Keep working the land until you get paid. Kihechi delo tishtalim schiris detchu arahi shaita. So that if you keep working, the end of your schiris won't be until the moment of payment. The schiris enem shalem es elo basof, as we've said. Yehi shaita ozuli to come mostly gabaychu. So you can get a bonus at the end. The problem is, you just can't get a bonus just for allowing the owner not to pay you yet. Right? It can't be part of that payment. But if you work all the way until the end, and then he decides to give you more, that's okay. So Rava told them, you know, make sure you work until the end, until you will get paid. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses a case where there was a yeshiva that had Amiras Tehillim for kids, and the kids are going to get lollies if they come. And I guess they didn't realize how many kids would come, and tons of kids come, they didn't have enough lollies. So they tell some kids, you know what? Who wants to be Mevater? Whoever's Mevater and doesn't take a lolly today, I'll give you two lollies tomorrow. So is that a problem? The kids are allowing the owners, they're allowing them not to pay them now to give them more tomorrow. So does this stack of ribbis? So says the Chazuk Yechemin, you know what? Tell them to say more to Tehillim tomorrow also. So it'll be like this case. Ein Schir Zel Basof, and therefore, at the end, you'll be able to give him more. Amazing. Okay, Amru Le Rabbanan Le Rava, Ka'achel Maribis. Wow, the rabbis came over to Rava and says, I think there's a you're violating. Why? Dekuli Alma Shakli Arba'a Umisaki La Risa Benisan. All the other landowners, they take four from their Aris, and they make them get off the land in Nisan. Mar, not to Luat Iyar, you keep your Aris an extra month till Iyar. V'shakla Shisa, you even take more from them, six. You make them work harder, and you take more from them. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi says, no, you're the ones that are causing problems, not me. Atun ka'av ditun shalo kedin. You're not acting properly. Why? Ara la'aris mishtavit. The land is really meshubit to the aris. The aris wants to do his best with this land. I atun mas lakisu lahu benisan, mafsadisu lahu bakama. If you remove them in Nisan, that's just when the fruit are ripening. You're taking them off right before they can make so much. You're causing them a loss. I let them stay an extra month. They make a ton more in that month. So even though I take more, but they're making a ton more. Because Nisan Iyar, those months, have such ripening. Therefore, it is okay. Again, Rava here took the tochacha. He didn't like get angry at the Rabbanan. He had an answer. But he took it. Remember, I was going to mention this before, the smock. The smock. Sefer Mitzvos Katan, right? One of the Moni, one of the Bali Atosvas who wrote his own, Sefer Mitzvos, right? There's the Smag and the Smag, Rev, Yitzchak B. Korvil. So he has some mitzvahs that nobody else counts. So one of them, I think, number 9. He says, there's a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah say daraisa, to accept tochacha. To listen, to accept tochacha. Lamul arlas lev. To circumcise your heart. Shene emar, umal temes arlas levavchem pirish. Le'ahov es ha-tochachos. V'le'ahov mishi yochichenu. Both. Right, not to get angry at the first giving tochacha. V'gam shlomo melech alav ha-shalom kasav v'sifro. L'chacham ochach ve'ahavecha. Right, love the person. U'b'mitzvah zu yishlav sh'ne'amar. V'arpachem lo tikshu od. It's an asay and a lo asay. Don't be stubborn. Right, that's number. And he says, ha-rambam v'asmag lo manu mitzvah zu. Lo bechal asim lo bechal avim. But the Rambam quotes mitzvahs tochacha, that we know, but this is to be mekabel tochacha. That's what Rav Moshe did. That's what Rava did here. And they did not get angry. That's one of the hardest, but I think it's harder to be makabel talchachos than to give talchacha. That's for sure. They're both very tricky, but that's mitzvahs. Weiter. Rav Mari Barachel Mashkin Le Hahu Nachri Besa. Rav Mari Barachel. Why is Rav Mari called Rav Mari Barachel? Half mother, this comes up in other places in Shas. Rav Mari was a grandson of Shmuel. Remember, in Ksubis, the daughters of Shmuel were taken captive. So while they were taken captive, so one of them was with one of the non-Jews. We'll call him Isar, Isar Giyara, who eventually converted. Right, Horaso Shalom Bikdusha, Validasa Bikdusha. So Rav Mari, right, was born Jewish, but it wasn't always that way. So that's why, instead of calling him by his father's name, they call him by his mother's name. Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Either way, Mashkin Le Ha'u Nachri Besa. He lent a goy money, and the non-Jew gave him his house as a mashkon, as a collateral. So Rav Mari has this house. Hader Zavna L'Rava. Meanwhile, the non-Jew sold the house to Rava in the interim. Not to Tracy Yarchishasa. So Rav Mari waited 12 months without doing anything. He didn't pay anything, right? Because this was the mashkon, and he was on it for the amount of value of the loan. Shaka Lagar Besa. But after a year, he took rental money onto the Rava. So he brought it to Rava. Amar Le, Haidlon Tai Lamar, Agar Beis Arva Inna. The reason I didn't bring you rental fees until today, I know you own the house, the Stam Mashkanta Shasa. Because if the guy gave me the mashkon, I assume it was for a year. And if he doesn't pay me back, you know, that would be enough. Iboy Nachri Lasalki Lo Havi Matsi Masalikli. He wouldn't be able to throw me out of the house because he owes me the money. Right? He didn't have a schus to sell it. So for that year, I don't owe you anything. That's why I didn't bring you any money till now. Hashta, but now that the year is up, Lishko Mar Agar Besa. So now I'm giving you rental fees for the house. Amar Lehi says Rava, Ihave Yadana Davi Mamushkan Le Lamar. If I had known that this was out and giving to you as a mashkon, Lo Avizavnina Le, I would never have bought it. I didn't know. He didn't tell me. Hashta. So now that you are going, you're telling me that, oh, you're following like what it was for a year, he wouldn't have been able to sell it. So Asha Kidineim Avdina Lacha. So I'm gonna follow what their laws are. Kol Emasulo Misalki Bezuze Lo Shakalaga Besai. He can't sell it until he pays you. Until he pays you, he couldn't have sold it to me, so, and he can't take any rental fee from you. So I'm also not taking any money from you. Halavai, all Dinei Torah should be like this. Right? No, you, I'm not taking money from you, I'm not taking money from you. And therefore he says, you can keep it until it is, he pays you. Tosfos here discusses, are you able to sell something that is rented out to someone else? Right here it sounds like you can't. Right, there are other cases which say, it's like a pikadon. I can't sell it. If somebody is renting a house, you can't sell that house. Again, it might not be nice before you tell the person, but can you, so that's, Tosfos discusses here, that issue. Also, the Ritva here says, this is similar to a case of, he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ani Hamahapech Becharara. The case where, if you remember, there's no Kinyan Daraisa, but sometimes if somebody's about to find something, literally, an Ani is looking around a pile, he's about to find something, and somebody else swoops in and grabs it in front of him. Somebody's about to marry somebody, and somebody else swoops in and gives him, pushes him away and marries the woman. That's called Ani Hamahapech Becharara. I have rights here. And now you're telling me that you're jumping in? So the Ritva compares this line of Rava to that case called Ani Mahabeh Bacharara, and therefore that's why he said, I'm not taking it, I'm not accepting rental fees, he wasn't allowed to sell it at all. Pirish, the Havilik Ani Mahabeh Bacharara, Uba Acher, but not Lemimenu Nikra Russia. And therefore, I don't want to be called a Russia, and therefore, I'm not keeping the stuff. There's a great Chashuk Echemet we had on that Gemara also, Ani Mahabeh Bacharara. Let's just remind everybody of the case, and then we have to continue. The case there was there were the two people in shul. We use this in a parshas here also. Two people in shul, they both wanted maftir, right? One of them had a yard site, right, for his father. And the other one had a yard site for a great uncle, something, his grandfather's brother. And, he was a Kohen. But they both wanted maftir, and they're both bidding. The Gabbai goes over to the Kohen and says, you know what? The other guy really has a yard site. It's his father. You know, could you please not, bid so much? The guy says, And then when they saw the Aliyah, nothing doing. He kept bidding and bidding up to 5,000 shekel. And, you know, now there's a problem. The other guy the guy who really has a yard site, you know, cannot get the Aliyah. So what the Gabbai was really upset because the guy said he was going to do it and he didn't do it. So what did the Gabbai do? The Gabbai during, Chazaras Hashatz, maybe, I don't know. He went over to all the other Kohanim in the shul and asked them to leave by the first Aliyah. So by the time they took out the Torah, this guy who bought the Aliyah was the only Kohen in shul. So you gotta call him up. So he called him up. Then it came time for Maftir. He starts walking over to the Gabbai. He's like, no, the Shahalach and Shulchan Aruch. You get one, you can't get Maftir. So he had to call up the other guy. Fine. And the other guy paid the cheaper price. The cheaper price. So the Gabbai wants to know if he has to pay the difference for the loss of the shul, because the shul lost some money here. So Rav Zilberstein talks about, no, because this guy was on Imhabe B'Charara. It was really the other guy's aliyah. The Gabbai already had assigned it to him, and this guy tried to get it. In any case, amazing question. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. Chazi ma Rabbanit ka'achli Ravisa. I see the rabbis. People are always focusing on the rabbis. I see the rabbis taking interest. The Yavizuzi Acham Rebbe Tishrei, they're giving money to the Chamarim for wine in Tishrei. Umivkri Labateves, and then they're choosing the wine. They're locking in the lower price in Tishrei, and they're choosing their wine in Teves. And this is similar to a forward contract where they have the money, but the difference here is that there's no risk. Because if the wine turns into vinegar, then the seller cannot give it to them. That's why it's worse. So that's why the people say, right, usually you lock in the price, you'll give me apples, whether they're worth more, they're worth less, but the apples are apples. Here, if it turns into vinegar, then there's nothing. Then you can't give it. So Amarle, Inunami Achamri Kayavi. No, there's no problem. They're paying for wine. Achala lo kayavi. They're not paying for vinegar. Meikara de chamra, chamra de chala chala. Hahi shaitahu de kamivchari. Really, even in Tishrei, when they pay for it, they're paying for the wine. If anything turns into vinegar, then I'm sure that the bacteria for that vinegar already existed earlier. And that was already vinegar earlier. So no problem. They're buying wine now. So if it turns into vinegar, that's not what they bought. And therefore, it's okay. It's not ribbis. Ravina. Ravina used to give money to the people of Akra de Shinvasa, right? For, and they bought something and he was going to pay the later price. So there's no ribbis here. He's going to get the item later. V'shavchile tfei kupisa. But when he went to get it, they used to give him a little extra. He used to give him a little more than he paid for. Also, the kamadur of Ashi. Amarle mishari. Am I allowed to do this? Amarle in. Yes, no problem. Achuli hu tokamachli gabach. No, that's common. When you buy something, sometimes they throw an extra. That's not rigdis. Remember, this is a mechira. It's not a halva. By a halva, to give you a little extra back, you let me 10, I'll give you 12. It's okay. That's ribbis. But if you buy something, you know, sometimes they'll throw in a little more. You buy some, yeah, take an extra one. You buy some cookies, I'll throw an extra bagel. That's not ribbis. That's a sale. And because he's happy that you bought from him, he'll throw you at something extra. Amale, but they say, wait a minute. Ha'ara lav ditui. No, but in this case, it's not their land. Rashi explains that it was people's lands that then, when things grew, they didn't want to pay the taxes, so they ran away, and they got off their lands, they wouldn't have to pay the taxes. Other people came and started squatting in these lands, and that's where they're giving the wine from these new lands that they're squatting on. So they have no right, Rashi quotes, Kakein and Exelis. So Amarle, no, Arla Taska Mishtabta. No, the land is subject to the tax collectors. Umalka Amar Mandiyov Taska Lechalara. Whoever pays taxes can stay on the land, and if not. Rashi quotes, Dina to Machusa Dina. And therefore, as long as it's not an anti-halachic or some type of unfair tax, so then they can make the rules. Period. Amalei Rabbi Rava, Chazi Marhani Rabban, and the Avi Zuzei Akarga de Inshi. Right? Look at these rabbis who pay the tax on behalf of someone else. Umishtavim Utfei, and then they work them. They don't work them in a terrible usher way, avod as perech, but they work them, they pay on their behalf. Amar lahei, hashta ichu shchiva lo ami lechua milsa. Had I died, I would never have been able to tell you this. Thank God you ask me now. Hach yam rav sheshes, morher kayu dahani betavse demalka manach. The work of these people is subject and connected to the taxes. Umalka amar, mandalo yov karga, mushtava lamandi yov karga. If somebody doesn't pay the taxes, somebody pays on your behalf, then you owe them. You owe them some work, and therefore, there's no problem. Period. Rav Saor Machua de Rava, Havi Tokif Inshi de Lomalu. Last story for the day. Rav Saorim, Rava's brother, used to force people who are not so great tzaddikim, Inshi de Lomalu. What does that mean? People a little off the derech. He used to force them to work for him. What'd they do? Uma'ayaluhu Bukur Karka de Rava. Right? Rava was his brother. So he used to force them to carry the guharka to Rava. What does that mean? Well, imagine Rava comes into shiur. There are hundreds of students sitting on the floor. How does Rava get to the front? They used to carry him in like something on their shoulders. His big fancy chair. So he took these guys who were all on the street, these kids at risk, and he put them to carry Rava into the base medrash. Right? You do that. Amale Rava, shaper gavadim. Rava says, great idea. Ditanina, Ra'isa Shinanoa Kishura, Minai Shata Rasha Lash Tabidbo. How do you know you ought to put him to work? Tamalomar, Lo'olomem Tavodu, Uve Achechem B'nei Yisrael. Comma. Put the comma in the wrong place. So, it's similar. Yochal Afilu Noa Kishura, you might think if they don't really, they shouldn't be working. Tamalomar, Uve Achechem B'nei Yisrael, Ishbachiv. Then read the rest of the pasuk. You shouldn't work them like that. Vechulu. Either way, what do you learn from this? You learn this, how to be Makariv and how to, help out some kids who need some help. Interesting, right? These kids, you would think, who would carry Rava into the Beis Medrash? The greatest people, the most amazing people, you know, the great tzaddikim. No, take the anashim that are not acting kashura. Maybe this will help them get back on track. Maybe put them in the center of the attention in the shir. You know, this will help them, right? Like the Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shechita, in a very famous comment. He writes, we don't have the halacha today of moridim below malin, the concept of people who are anti, and there's no mitzvah to help them, because today, aleinu lahachzirotam ba'avosos ha'ahava. Right, we have to bring him back with ropes of love, says the Chazon Ish, and therefore, I read this Gemara, reflects that as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Lashem, tomorrow we'll see, if I'm not sure if there'll be a daf tomorrow morning, we'll see, we're going to try, but if not, then we'll pick up in 2 days. Either way, we'll figure it out. Okay, we'll stop here.